T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elon Musk's SpaceX will launch its third Falcon Heavy rocket tonight from Cape Canaveral.
Our man on the space beat, CBS News correspondent Peter King, joins us. Peter, Elon Musk calls this mission the most difficult launch ever. Why is that?
Well, because there are about 24 satellites aboard the Falcon Heavy. They don't call it the Falcon Heavy for nothing. It could take a lot into space, but 24 satellites is a pretty tall order. Some of them are for private entities, for educational institutions. Some of them are for the government, for the Air Force, for NASA, and for the Weather Service.
So this rocket reignites its engines while in space? That's pretty rare, isn't it?
Well, actually, it is not pretty rare because the space shuttle often adjusted its orbit with thruster burns. The Apollo third stages back in the 60s and 70s fired a second time to send Americans to the moon. So this is not totally unusual. The final stage of the Falcon will fire three times because these satellites have to be in three separate orbits.
Peter, who are SpaceX's competitors in the commercial space world? How do their rockets stack up? Does one have an advantage over the others?
Well, you know something, the most famous competitor right now is Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos's company. Jeff Bezos, of course, is the Amazon and Washington Post owner, but they're not launching nearly as many commercials as SpaceX is right now. I mean, they're both carving out their own niches, and there will be some overlap there. Biggest competitor is ULA, United Launch Alliance, which is the consortium of Lockheed Martin and Boeing, which launches the Atlas and launched the Delta rockets and other expendable launch vehicles. The difference between ULA, which is a legacy company, been around for decades in one form or another, and the difference between them and SpaceX is that SpaceX is reusing a lot of their rockets, and the ULA vehicles are basically one and done.
Peter, thanks for joining us. CBS News correspondent Peter King.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.